This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer for Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier. High left. Got it! Got it! Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Mott at the 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders. He had a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, and good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer. Without Chuck McBee, this morning, I should say, it's before the noon hour. Earlier start than we anticipated. The Fort Laramie girls against Versailles here on Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Fort Laramie girls 7-0 after defeating Anna on Thursday night, 39-28. Versailles girls are 3-4, coming off a great win at New Bremen on Thursday. Final tally in that game, 58-25. That's the kind of offense Versailles will need here today against this stifling Fort Laramie defense. One of the keys, Versailles must limit the turnovers. That is for sure. Sixth-year head coach Tracy White at Versailles. She has done a terrific job. Coming into the season, had a record overall at Versailles of 67-62. She's got a club which will go in transition. It'll utilize post presence. The guards are active. They look to score. Up tempo, intense play. Defense gets after it. Versailles would like to turn over Fort Laramie today. Redskins not quite as deep as they've been in recent years. Top returning players, senior Taylor Wagner, senior Sarah Stammen, senior Grace Osborne, and junior Katie Litton. Jenna Dirksen, outstanding performer 1 year ago for Versailles, graduated. She is playing hoops and softball at Edison Community College. Carla Siegel, head coach at Fort Laramie, 82% of her games coached. She has won as the mentor of the Redskins. Fort Laramie moving to within 15 games or so of the 1,000 win mark, according to the OHSAA. Tops for a girls program here in the state of Ohio. Fort Laramie out in front of second place Berlin Highland. Tippecanoe is also in the running, but Fort Laramie's registered the most wins as a girls program in Ohio High School Athletic Association history. JV game underway. Versailles leading big over Fort Laramie early on here in the fourth quarter. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors today on scoresbroadcast.com, including, of course, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Also saluting M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. And thanks to Geyers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Laramie. Those three sponsors with us each and every Fort Laramie game here on scoresbroadcast.com. We also salute Schaefer Market. It's now your new community go-to store in Fort Laramie on South Main Street. It's truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. We now offer Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Laramie. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market is your new community go-to store. And don't forget, a proud sponsor as well here on scoresbroadcast.com is Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started back in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. A little bit of a scratchy throat, had it for a few days, was on a plane flight 9 or 10 days ago and sat next to a person who coughed incessantly. And I predicted for everybody that, oh, give me a week, a little better than that, I would come down with a bug, and it's my first cold in 16 months or so. So please bear with me today for this broadcast between Fort Loramie and Versailles. Heading into this campaign, head coach Carlos Siegel at Fort Loramie had posted an overall mark of 546-125 as the head coach of the Lady Redskins. This is year 26. Unbelievable career for head coach Carlos Siegel. Seven SCAL titles in a row through this past season. And looking down through tournament runs, 25 district championships, 9 regional titles, 1 state runner-up, 4 state championships for head coach Carlos Siegel. Might have been another one in that 1920 season had it not been for the health crisis. Yeah, 17 total SCAL titles for Coach Siegel, 7 straight, and approved the other night that it could be a contender, not a pretender. It gave Fort Loramie all it wanted on Thursday, bowing to the Redskins by only 11, 39-28. Fort Loramie got a big shot in the arm in that game by Shadow. She played really well. Maddie Shadow scored 19. Avery Brandewee was in foul trouble. Versailles hopes to get her in foul trouble here once again today. We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie in just a few minutes. Our JV game's in the fourth quarter. 4 minutes left. Versailles Tigers well up on Fort Loramie in our preliminary tilt. Varsity tilt around the corner in about 20 or 25 minutes. I'm Jack Kramer here on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Well, the tentative starting lineups for this varsity tilt today between the Fort Loramie and Versailles girls is as follows. For Fort Loramie, Ariel Heitkamp at guard, a 5'5 senior, averaging about 3.5 points a game. Miley Shadow, a 5'7 senior guard, averaging 3.5 per game on the season so far. Victoria Mesher on the front line, 6-foot senior, 11 per game. Maddie Shadow out front, a 5'7 sophomore, 11 per game. She was averaging under 10 until that fine performance on Thursday night versus Anna. Avery Brandewee, 5'10 senior, 23 points a game. The couple of games she's been thwarted in the scoring department this year, the result of foul trouble. So Ariel Heitkamp, Miley Shadow, Victoria Mesher, Maddie Shadow, and Avery Brandewee, the opening five for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Like to note for you that Fort Loramie's ripped off 7 wins in a row, defeating Miami East, Houston, Botkins, Findlay, Liberty, Benton, Fairlawn, Minster, and Anna. The closest call was this past Thursday night, a win here over Anna by a final score of 39-28. For the Versailles Tigers, opening five will likely be Sarah Stammen. She is at a wing position, 5'7 senior, 8 points a game. Grace Osborne at guard, a 5'5 senior, 5 per outing. Katie Litton, 10 points per contest, 5'8 junior. Taylor Wagner in the middle, 6'1 senior, averaging 8 points a game. And Kennedy Hager, who is at Versailles, having moved on from Tri-Village to Tiger Country. Kennedy Hager at the post, 6'3" and a junior, 6 points a game. Versailles representing one of the tallest teams Fort Loramie will go up against all year, with Wagner at 6'1" and Hager at 6'3" in the opening five. As I take a look at the Versailles Tigers so far this season, opening win on the road at Botkins, 46-30. Then a loss to Bellbrook, 59-50. A setback to St. Henry, 56-45. And a loss to Marion Local, 31-20. Since then, Versailles has beaten Parkway, 58-37. Lost to Rushi by a final score of 46-38. And Thursday night, clobbered New Bremen on the road, 58-25. Marina Nelson, leading scorer on the year for New Bremen, averaging 14 a game, was held to 4 by Versailles in that contest on Thursday night. Fort Loramie Redskins home to the Versailles Tigers girls high school basketball this afternoon here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indianapolis.
Finlay, Do Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple built Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The junior varsity tilt has just concluded here at Fort Loramie today. Versailles a winner over Fort Loramie by in excess of 25 points. Tigers looked mighty good in pulling away big time in the second half to dump the Fort Loramie JVs. Hey, you better make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. That's your next financial play. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. It's your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Wisebridge, phone 937-518-1776. Our many services at Wisebridge include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp, member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. 15 minutes away from the opening tip, Fort Loramie Versailles. Girls High School Basketball here today on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Hike Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Hike Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-295. 3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
A little bit of background on our visiting head coach here today for this varsity game between the home Fort Loramie team and the Versailles Tigers who've come to town. Tracy White, year number 6 mentor of the girls basketball program at Versailles. She hails from Danville High School, pursued her passion for special education at Walsh University, where she earned her bachelor's degree while playing collegiate basketball. She is involved as an intervention specialist at Versailles, specializing in English, math, and science classrooms. And she's also taken the lead in the past in guiding students through FCA at Versailles and as an advisor for the National Honor Society. Versailles Tigers, as I noted, 3-4 on the year, coming off a big win on Thursday night on the road at New Bremen, won by 33 points, 58-25. Fort Loramie's triumph over Anna was by 11. Avery Brandewee, for the second time this year, in foul trouble in that game. And Anna, with some timely threes and pretty good defense, managed to hang around in that game Thursday night against Fort Loramie. It was Maddie Shadow draining 19 points to boost Fort Loramie to that 11-point win. Hey, the mission of the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission is to provide eligible vets and their families with those benefits to which they may be entitled under federal, state, and local law. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission takes those steps necessary to ensure a well-trained staff is available to advise and assist vets, their dependents, and the widow and orphans of those vets who, by virtue of their honorable service in the U.S. military, may be entitled to benefits provided by the Department of Veterans Affairs or any other benefit under federal, state, or local law. So many thanks to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. On the air with us on scoresbroadcast.com for information, phone the Shelby County Veterans Services office at 498-7282. That's 498-7282. Starting lineups just around the corner. High school basketball is next. Girls action today on scoresbroadcast.com, featuring Versailles at Fort Loramie.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here today, there are key building components for sure, just like at Francis Schulze. Size will be a factor. Fort Loramie's Victoria Mesher at 6 feet, Avery Brandewee at 5'10". Go up against perhaps the tallest duo they will face all year long in Taylor Wagner at 6'1 and Kennedy Hager at 6'3. The battle of the bigs, we will keep our eye on that here today in this Fort Loramie for sales game. Key building components for the Tigers and the Redskins, which open the doors to success for Versailles and Fort Loramie. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Don't forget, we've got more basketball for you on Monday. It's another girls' game. Kettering Alder comes to Rushi to the new Raiders gym. Rushi entertains Kettering Alder. Tip-off scheduled for 6. We're on the air at 5:20 p.m. on Monday night, 2 days before Christmas, as the Rushi Raiders play host to Kettering Alder. Kettering Alder with, I think, 5 state championships in the last 15 years or so in girls basketball tournament play in OHSAA postseason-sponsored action. Kettering Alder advanced to the regional championship last year after beating Versailles in a regional semi, and then Alder was ousted by Columbus Afrocentric. It's a new look for Sales team this year. Several players do return. Taylor Wagner, Sarah Stammen, Grace Osborne, and Katie Litton. Newcomers include the post player from Tri-Village. You will hear her name in the starting five, Kennedy Hager, a 6'3" junior. Fort Loramie's been going with pretty consistently the same starting lineup throughout the campaign. Heitkamp, the two shadows, Miley and Maddie, Mesher and Brandewee. Opening tip is upcoming. High school basketball here today on scoresbroadcast.com, featuring Fort Loramie against Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We can continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Well, both head coaches here today had similar pregame comments, in effect. Coach Siegel of Fort Loramie, Coach White of Versailles, both noted that we've got a great group of girls. We've worked really hard in the offseason. We have some really great goals for our team. Looking forward to having a great year, providing energy and effort every game. And each team, obviously, is set out to win its league, the SCAL for Fort Loramie and the Midwest Athletic Conference for Versailles. And both clubs want to make very deep tournament runs. After our Star Spangled Banner, starting lineups here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sidney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sidney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
21 is Victoria Mesher.
Met Dave Ross introducing starting lineups for Fort Loramie. The public address announcements before the tip here today. Fort Loramie and Versailles. Tigers have already been introduced. Versailles' opening quintet is Sarah Stammen at guard, a 5'7 senior. Grace Osborne, a 5'5 senior at a guard. Katie Litton at a wing, a 5'8 junior. Taylor Wagner, 6'1 senior forward. And Kennedy Hager, a 6'3 junior post player. Leading Versailles in scoring so far this year, Litton at 10 points, Wagner at 8, Stammen at 8, and Hager at 6. For Fort Loramie, Ariel Heitkamp, 5'5 senior out front, along with Miley Shadow, a 5'7 senior, and Maddie Shadow, a 5'7" sophomore. Victoria Mesher along the front line, a 6-foot senior, and Avery Brandewey, a 5'10 senior. Brandewey at 23 points a game. Mesher and Maddie Shadow at 11. Heitkamp and Miley Shadow just over 3 points apiece. Fort Loramie, the home white, red numbers, red and black trim. Versailles wearing the black jerseys, black pants, a lot of orange trim. Opening tip, batted down the floor. Well-designed play on the opening tap to start the game. Brandewey caught it en route to the basket, drives and lays it through. And then Fort Loramie gets a steal on the inbounds pass by Versailles. A theft by the Tigers. Brandewey with two quick ones. My goodness gracious. Brandewey a couple buckets right away to start. And Fort Loramie takes a 4-0 lead with 25 seconds gone. And Mesher picks off a pass at midcourt. Throws it down the floor to Brandewey. Brandewey into the paint. Shot up. It is no good. Stick back is in. Brandewey with 6 in a row here at the outset in the first 40 seconds for the Fort Loramie Redskins, who lead it 6-0. Boy, you can bet head coach Carla Siegel gave her club a what for. After the win over Anna on Thursday night, Anna's defense stymied Fort Loramie much of the evening. Avery Brandewey was in foul trouble. But Fort Loramie did manage to win. Anna's had a good history playing Fort Loramie tough throughout the years. Did so on Thursday. Here's Versailles trying to post up Hager on the inside. And the ball is ripped away by Fort Loramie, which throws it out of bounds at the other end. 6:50 left here in the opening period. And Fort Loramie's jumped on Versailles by a count of 6-0 in the opening 90 seconds or so. Versailles brings it to midcourt on the bounce. It is Litton. Litton 25 feet away. Litton picked up on the play by the Redskin Schmidtmeyer, who's checked into the game. Taylor Schmidtmeyer on the court. Foul line scoring up is Osborne, doesn't shoot. Flips it right corner of the floor to Stammen. Stammen being guarded well by Randy, who nearly takes it away. There's a drive into the lane by Versailles. Ball laid off left baseline to Hager. Hager misses. Weak side rebound, though, is good by Sarah Stammen, and she slapped on the arm as she lays it in. Avery Brandewey, who's had a tendency to pick up early game fouls, commits one right here, less than 2 minutes in. Free throw by Stammen is no good off the flange. Rebound down to Heitkamp for Fort Loramie, which leads 6-2, thanks to 6 quick points by Brandewey, opening 2 minutes of this game. Here is Taylor Schmidtmeyer on the arc, into Mesher. Mesher flips it back out high to Maddie Shadow. I'm suffering from a cold, picked it up on a plane about 10 days ago. Person next to me coughed incessantly, and I knew around the corner I'd get my first cold in about 17, 18 months, and I've got it. It's not a bad one. I'm fighting through it pretty well. Hope you can put up with me here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Brandwee open from 16, elbow right side. Shot no good off the flange. Rebound kicks in the corner to Litton. Litton tries to pass. Here comes the trap in backcourt, and it's knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 5:24 left opening period. Fort Loramie 6, Versailles 2. As the Tigers try to withstand this barrage of Brandwee at the start of this game. We near the 5-minute mark. Tigers bring it down the floor. Throw it to Sarah Stammen in the left corner. Ball thrown out near midcourt to Litton. Versailles starting its offense well out on the court. A good 35 to 40 feet from the hoop. And that's not ideal. Versailles pitches it down in the left corner. And Stammen went to the left. Needed to break to the right. The throw to her was off the mark. Pitched out of bounds on the play by Grace Osborne, and Fort Loramie will bring it down, leading 6-2. Here come the Redskins to the timeline. On the dribble, it is Maddie Shadow. Gives it to Schmidtmeyer. Left side to Maddie behind the screen. Look out. Bombs away. Swish. A long one by Maddie Shadow, the 5'7 sophomore. Boy, she's got radar in those eyes. Shooter's touch. Very accurate. Has been on a hot streak here lately. 9-2 Fort Loramie. 4:25 to go first quarter. Countering is Stammen. Gives it up on the play to Litton. Litton top of the circle to Osborne. Bounce pass down inside. Good feed to Hager. Hager off to Wagner. Lays it up with the left. Oh, it curled out. Tough break. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Quick lob to Mesher. Into the right corner to Brandwee. Bounce pass. Foul line extended right to Shadow again. A jumper from 15. Around and off. No good. Loose ball midcourt. Black shirt, white shirt, on top of it, out of bounds to Versailles. No, Fort Loramie will throw it in with 3:56 remaining here in the opening period, and the Redskins lead 9-2. Schmidtmeyer will inbound at midcourt for Fort Loramie, delivers in backcourt to Ariel Heitkamp. 9-2 lead, Fort Loramie. 4 minutes gone here in the first period. Mesher outside the arc on the left. Fakes left, goes right, nice into the lane. Running one-hander. Versailles got a fist on the ball. It's loose. It's on the baseline, out of bounds. Redskins got a piece of it. And Versailles will bring it down the court. Being walked up and over the timeline by Katie Litton. Picked up by Heitkamp of Fort Loramie, 30 feet out on the floor. Ball punched out of bounds by Heitkamp. Versailles will throw it again. After a quick breather for Avery Brandwee, she's on the hardwood in place of Victoria Mesher. Fort Loramie also has Autumn Turner in. Pass by Versailles is errant. It's picked off on the play, but Turner loops it down the floor to Heitkamp. Driving layup with the left is good. And Fort Loramie extends the lead to 11-2. 3:21 left in the first. Full timeout Versailles here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Well, the Versailles Tigers have made two bad passes here in the last 10 seconds, and the Fort Loyalty Redskins have gotten quick field goals in this game. Nicely done by Autumn Turner and also by Maddie Shadow, and the Redskins have exploded to a 15-2 lead. Versailles threw it inbounds about a half minute ago. Made an errant toss. Fort Loyalty blistered the other way, scored. Fort Loyalty picked off the throw at midcourt on the ensuing possession and got two more in a hurry. And we mentioned in the pregame, Versailles needed to limit turnovers in this contest unofficially. 9 mistakes in this game on the floor by Versailles in less than 6 minutes. 2:04 to go, first quarter, 15-2 Fort Loyalty. Here's Taylor Wagner in the lane for the Tigers. Looks baseline. There's another turnover. Bad pass. Mesher picks it off of the post. Oh, a good outlet down the floor to Maddie Shadow. Driving left-handed layup is a beauty. Maddie Shadow on fire. She's got 7. Brandewee's got 6. Heitkamp a bucket. 17-2 Fort Loyalty. Minute 38 to go here in the first quarter of action. Versailles with the ball right wing. It's Katie Litton. Into the post to Taylor Wagner. Wagner pivoting, swirls through the lane, shovels it, no good. Rebound laid up and in. Nice rebound, stuck through by Jenna Heitkamp in off the bench for the Versailles Tigers, 6 foot junior. Gets a nice offensive board and lays it up on the iron for a bucket. Here's Fort Loyalty Kettering, baseline right. Brandewee, a pull-up 10-footer, in, out, and back in again. It rattled and stayed home. 8 points for Avery, 19-4, Fort Loyalty. 56 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Tigers on the weave behind the arc with the basketball, Litton. Litton picked up 30 feet away by the Redskins on the perimeter. Kendall Tennery, Jr., in for Fort Loyalty at the moment. Here's a long left-handed three straight away by the Tigers. It is put up there by Rowan Schmidtmeyer, 5'10 freshman, clanged off the rim and kicked out of bounds in the corner after Fort Loyalty made a stab at it. Tigers ball, 34.2 left in the first, 19-4 Fort Loyalty. Inbounding far side of the court, Sarah Stammen for Versailles. Stammen flips it in to Litton. Litton to Osborne. Tigers watch the clock roll down to under 25 to go here in the first. Ball thrown right side to Versailles Schmidtmeyer. The ball rolls down her arm. Fort Loyalty almost with another takeaway. There's a poor pass into the lane by Versailles. Tigers do recover it. It is Stammen who missed the shot. Wagner gets the board. And with 8 seconds to go, she shovels it from her knees toward the rim and is fouled in the act of shooting. Taylor Wagner, 6'1 senior at the line for Versailles. Tennery picked up the personal for Fort Loyalty, which leads it 19-4. 2 shots for Taylor Wagner of the Tigers. The first is dead center. 19-5, Fort Loyalty. 8 points for Brandewee so far for the Redskins. 7 for Shadow. Here is the second toss by Wagner. She dips the knees, arches it up, and around and out to the right. No good. Mesher snares the board for the Redskins with 5 to play in the quarter. Chest pass way down the court to a teammate. Ball loop baseline right to Brandewee. Brandewee dishes to a teammate, and Autumn Turner's 7-footer goes in and out as the quarter closes. Fort Loyalty 19, Versailles 5 after 1 on scores, broadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Versailles Tigers have the basketball to start the second quarter of play, and very quickly, Sarah Stammen sees an opening and sprints down the right side of the paint, loops up a running one-hander. It is short, but she was tipped on the arm as she released the shot, and she's at the stripe with two throws coming. Fort Loramie in the lead, 19-5. We start the second quarter here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. Both free throws are netted by Sarah Stammen. She was perfect on each one. 19-7, Fort Loramie by 12. Heitkamp into the left corner for Fort Loramie. Hand off to a cutter toward the rim. It's dealt to Schmidtmeyer. Her left-handed J is short. Rebound down to Versailles. Tigers in the half court. Here's a long three-pointer by Kennedy Hager, 25-footer from the inside post player. It clanked off the iron and caromed out of bounds in the left corner. Fort Loramie possession. Redskins up 12, 19-7. Fort Loramie scored six right out of the chute, all of them by Brandewee, as Fort Loramie put its stamp on this game at the very outset. Here's a ball thrown up the floor by Fort Loramie to Schmidtmeyer, right corner. Tries to bounce it to Brandewee. It's down around her ankles, and Versailles claws the ball away. Here come the Tigers. Racing down the hardwood is Osborne. Osborne to Litton. Long lob in for Hager. She overthrows. Unofficially, turnover number 12 for Versailles. Here's Schmidtmeyer down to Brandewee. Into Mesher. She's double-teamed. Ball loose in the deck. She scrapes it off the hardwood and then throws it out on the arc to teammate Miley Shadow, who controls the basketball. Fires left side to Mesher. High dribble. Mesher in the corner to Heitkamp. Fort Loramie sizes up the Tigers' defense. And it is a man-to-man at the moment, has been throughout. Here's a back cut. Mesher loose down low on the left. Nice feed to her from Brandewee, 25 feet from the rim. Mesher was chopped on the arm as she laid it up on the back of the iron. It trickled off, but she's got two free throws. 19-7, Fort Loramie by 12 over Versailles with 6:23 to go in the second. Trying to shake off the effects of a cold that hit me 3 or 4 days ago with a nasty sore throat. Free throw by Mesher is good. 20-7, Fort Loramie in the lead. 6:23 to go, second quarter. Shot number two for Mesher. Flexes the legs again, and it's around and out. Rebound Tigers. Versailles into the half court. With the ball 25 feet away, it is Wagner who came out to catch it. Wagner gave it up, got it back. Fort Loramie scratches the ball loose. Good recovery ahead of the key by Litton for Versailles. It's Brandewee out on the point in the man-to-man defense, and it's giving the Tigers fits. Here's the ball thrown to Hager. Hager down in the lane, awkward left-hander, hit the backboard, rim came off, no good. Stick back, missed it. And on the rebound, Hager lands on top of a Fort Loramie player. Foul called. Redskins possession up 20-7 with 5:47 to go here in quarter number two. Fort Loramie has Heitkamp on the floor right now with Brandewee. Also in is Maddie Shadow. Schmidtmeyer out there too. Mesher in the corner. Here's a screen set for Shadow, a long one. Maddie Shadow, swish. Wow, that was pretty. We had a good angle over the shoulder of Shadow. She nailed a bomb. Here's Versailles quickly down the floor. One, two, three passes. Driving layup. Grace Osborne is good. 23-9 Fort Loramie. Mesher chopped up in the lane. No foul called. Loose ball rebound right corner out of bounds off Fort Loramie. 14-point lead for Fort Loramie, 5:14 to go here in the second quarter of this game. Versailles walks it up over the timeline. It is Osborne coming out high to catch is Hager. Ball high overhead, one dribble. Now near midcourt, delivers to Litton. Heitkamp guarding, here comes the double team. Ball pitched into the right corner, mishandled, good overplay by Fort Loramie. Turning over the Tigers for the 14th time. Down into the left corner goes Schmidtmeyer for Fort Loramie. And she can't hang on. Ball loose in the baseline. My mistake, that was not Schmidtmeyer, that was Autumn Turner. Out of bounds to Versailles. Brandy, we on the bench for a moment for the Redskins, who lead 23-9 with 4:43 to go in quarter number two. Here's Osborne down the left side for Versailles. Well out on the arc. Throws into the paint to Hager. Back to the basket. Turnaround right hand hook is rimming out. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Mesher on the giddy up. Motoring down the floor. Midcourt. Top of the circle. Foul line. Reach in. Foul by Versailles. With 4:22 left in the second quarter, Fort Loramie leads it 23-9. Stammen picked up the personal. And coming in for Fort Loramie, it's Tennery on the floor for Turner. Kendall Tennery in for Autumn Turner for the Redskins. Baseline right of the rim. Fort Loramie will throw in the person of Maddie Shadow on the arc it's thrown. Then Maddie gets the ball right flank. Gets a screen, fires up a three, it skimmed off the iron. Rebound by Versailles, quickly down the floor at Stammen. Good inside, pass to the post to Taylor Wagner on the finish. Wagner with a deuce, 23-11 Fort Loramie. After the basket by Wagner of the Tigers. Outside the arc on the left, it's Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. Fires baseline left to Shadow. Jump shots away by Maddie. It kicked off the back frame. Long rebound. It is Heitkamp who traces it down 30 feet away. Heitkamp to Tennery. Fort Loramie, a little give and go. Down inside, trying to make the finish is Brandewee. And she is banged on the shoulder. Her shot was strong because of the foul. Two free throws coming for the Redskins. Brandewee with 3:38 to go, second quarter. Osborne picked up the personal for the Tigers. They trail Fort Loramie 23-11, make it 24-11 on the free one by Brandewee. Fort Loramie with a substitution. Izzy Meyer is on for Ariel Heitkamp. Second foul shot for Brandewee, 13-point lead for Fort Loramie. She arches it toward the basket, and it's right down through without touching the rim. Swish. Here is Versailles attacking to our right, trailing 25-11. Wagner at the high post. Flares the pass to the right to Stammen. Across the top of the key to Osborne. Dribble drive to the baseline left below the backboard. Ball hit the underneath side of the rim, and then Fort Loramie, which snared the rebound, threw it out of bounds at the other end. Little haste makes waste sometimes. Fort Loramie wanted to get out and go, had the advantage, but did not make an accurate pass. Turnovers unofficially, 14 Versailles and 5 on Fort Loramie. Here's a baseline 10-foot J by the Tigers. Swish. Good-looking jumper by Litton. However, she is ruled to have committed an offensive foul. She used the arm to fend off the Fort Laramie player. Made the shot right after. No goal. Redskins possession up 25-11. 3:04 to go here in the second period. Heitkamp to midcourt for Fort Laramie. Picked up by Stammen. Heitkamp crossover dribble. Pulls up. Fires behind the arc to Corinne Holscher. Inside to Brandewee. Ducks under. Spins. Oh, what a post move. She concludes it with a nice left-hander from 6 feet away. Well done by Brandewee. Outstanding drop step. 27-11 Fort Laramie. Turnover midcourt. Tigers, their 15th. 2:39 to go. Second period of play. Fort Laramie's lead is 16, 27-11. Brandewee will throw it in half court for Fort Laramie. She looks, fires down into the left corner to Mesher. Mesher on the dribble, pulls it back out high. Mesher to the right side to Heitkamp. Heitkamp has it flicked away momentarily by Stammen. Now it's loose. Tie-up ensues. And the arrow says Fort Laramie will have possession. 27-11. Redskins lead to 16. 2:24 to go second quarter. Fort Laramie with a big burst at the start of this game. Three field goals in less than a half minute by Avery Brandewee. 6-0. As Fort Laramie charged out to a quick edge. 8 points for Brandewee opening period. 7 for Maddie Shadow in that first quarter of play. Here is Fort Laramie attacking. Loose ball in the right corner. It's off the fingertips of Heitkamp. And Versailles knocks it out of bounds. 2:07 left in the period. Checking out for Fort Laramie, Izzy Meyer, who had a two-minute spell on the hardwood. Ball thrown in, baseline left to Mesher, poked out of bounds by Wagner of Versailles. Fort Laramie leads by 16, 27-11. Baseline left to the basket. Inbounding for Fort Laramie. Here's the ball thrown below the rim. Caught by Schmidtmeyer, tries to put it up there. Ball hits the underneath side of the basket. Versailles gets a fist on it and drives it out of bounds. Fort Laramie will throw in again. Ball lobbed into the lane to Brandewee. Twisting, turning, gives it up on the arc. Fort Laramie resets. Down the right side, it's Heitkamp. On the arc to Mesher, left-hand dribble, foul line. Pitches behind the arc to the three-point shooter. It is chucked up there from distance by Maddie Shadow. Short, rebounded by Versailles. Quickly down the floor, Tigers. Oh, a dazzling play by Litton in the lane. One-handed shovel shot. She pitched it up there from her waist and got a favorable roll. 27-13 in favor of Fort Laramie. Versailles with a theft at midcourt. Taken away by Stammen, knocked out of bounds by Fort Laramie. No, Versailles got a piece of it last. Now the officials confer. I think it should be Versailles' ball. Nope, the referees give it to Fort Laramie. They talked about it. That's what you have to do. Well done. The process was completed. Versailles not happy. A minute 24 to go here in the first half. 27-13. Fort Laramie in the lead. Tigers have played Fort Laramie pretty evenly here in the second stanza. Loose ball midcourt. It is Stammen after it for Versailles. And for Fort Laramie, trying to catch up to it on the play with Schmidtmeyer. Stroked out of bounds by the Tigers. Fort Laramie pitches in, up by 14. A minute 12 to go, first half. Mesher at midcourt. Veers to the right. On the left-hand bounce now. Into the lane. Turnaround shot by Mesher. Hit the rim. Backboard came off. Good board attempt below the basket by the Redskins. Put up there on the play by Schmidtmeyer. Little heavy on the shot. And again, Versailles jams the ball up against the far wall. Out of bounds. Fort Laramie throwing in. 58 to go here in the second quarter. And before the inbounds pass, away from the action, a shove off against Versailles. Five team fouls on the Tigers in the quarter. two free throws awarded Fort Loramie's height camp. Each team has committed five in the period. Both teams shooting two on free throws here in the quarter for the remaining nearly minute. Shot by Height Camp. Bounces off the iron. It's no good. Second free throw by Ariel is coming. She focuses on that rim, puts it up there. It is on the iron and off. Rebound Mesher. Good hard work on the offensive glass. And as she tries to go up strong with it, she's raked on the arm. Two more free throws here for Mesher. 55 seconds to go here in quarter number two. Free throw by Mesher of Fort Loramie, way short of the mark. Redskins not on target on three straight. None of the three close. 27-13, Redskins up by 14. Here is the second free throw by Mesher. It curls around the rim, and it comes out. Four straight missed at the stripe before Loramie, which did get the offensive rebound. Up once, twice. Randui has it stripped. Taken away by Versailles. Darting down the floor on the giddy-up is Stammen. Into the corner. Stammen cross-court delivery to Osborne. Now Hager out hot. Hager out high with 35 to play in the second period. 27-13, Fort Loramie up by 14, but Versailles has played the Redskins very even the last 6 or 7 minutes. Here's a cross-court pitch to Wagner. 20 seconds to go. Foul line to Stammen. In off the bench for the Versailles Tigers is Isabel Bargy. Good feed down low on the right to Wagner. Wagner from 6 feet banked it home, and a foul on the play against Fort Loramie. 11 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Schmidtmeyer picked up the personal, a chance for an and-one for Wagner of Versailles, which has trimmed the Fort Loramie bulge to 12 points. Free throw by Wagner on the way. Swish, and it's 27-16. Fort Loramie up 11, last 8 seconds, second quarter. Long lob down inside to Mesher. Broken up by Versailles. Stolen by the Tigers, knocked out by Fort Loramie. 15 turnovers unofficially for Versailles in this game. 8 for Fort Loramie. 3.3 to go second period. Fort Loramie leads by 11, 27-16. Fort Loramie's offense has hit a snag here in the second quarter. Tigers have picked it up at the offensive end. A second and a half to go. Here's a center court shot fired by Stammen on the way. Off to the right, no good. First half is history. Fort Loramie girls 27, Versailles 16. After two quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
The Palazzo & Bakkens is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
It is halftime here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. Halftime score, Fort Loramie 27 and Versailles 16. This segment of our broadcast being presented to you by Schnippel Construction in Bodkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. 27-16, Redskins over the Tigers. At intermission here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our halftime sponsors, Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Schnippel Construction in Bodkins. Fort Loramie girls led after a quarter here today. by a score of 19-5 over Versailles, which outscored Fort Laramie 11-8 in the second period. Fort Laramie being paced by Maddie Shadow and Avery Brandewee, 10 points apiece for that duo. Shadow with 10, Brandewee with 10. For the Versailles Tigers, so far in this game, Taylor Wagner has got 7 to lead the way. Sarah Stammen has 4 points for the Versailles Tigers. Grace Osborne has 3. Katie Litton has 2. That's the scoring for the visiting Black and Orange. Halftime here at Fort Laramie, 27-16 Redskins over the Tigers here at the break. Our next broadcast is coming up on Monday evening, 5:20 p.m. from Rushi. The Rushi Raiders take on the Kettering Altar Knights in girls' hoops action. We'll have the tip at 6. Our pregame starts at 5:20 on Monday night from Rushi. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Yep, both teams have returned to the floor here at Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie Redskins to our right, Versailles Tigers to our left. Second half to start in about a minute. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, Fort Laramie on top. 27-16 girls basketball action here from the Fort Laramie gym today. Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none for many years. Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. We'll customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral pre-arrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Well, the Versailles Tigers commit turnover 16. First pass of the third quarter is errant, and it's intercepted on the play by Maddie Shadow, who streaks to her right. Her driving layup is good, and that's 12 for Shadow, and Fort Laramie is on top 29-16. Versailles quickly attacks down the floor, and there's a floor error by the Tigers. 17 miscues on the hardwood by Versailles, unofficially Fort Laramie with 8. We played a half minute here in the third, and the Redskins lead it 29-16 on the quick field goal by Shadow, who leads all scorers. Maddie Shadow, the sophomore, has sparkled here today as she did on Thursday night. Here's a sloppy play by Fort Laramie. Brandewee coughed it up. Driving the other direction is Stammen, And she barrels in from the right wing, hacked on the arm, and she'll get two free throws here for Versailles. Stammen at the stripe, turnover 9 against Fort Loramie. It's been sloppy here today. Fort Loramie on top by 13 points, 29-16. Free throw by Stammen. Swish, she's got it. Both teams won on Thursday. Versailles, a whopping 58-25 triumph at New Bremen. Fort Loramie won here, a little more difficult than expected, beating Anna at the Redskins gym, 39-28. Anna, under first-year coach Rusty Allen, played a fine game, and Allen's got 14 years experience coaching girls at Wapakoneta, and he threw up a matchup zone, an occasional man-to-man, and it stymied Fort Loramie's offense somewhat. Fort Loramie here in the half court is thwarted just a little bit. Head coach Carlos Signal wants a timeout. 29-17 Redskins, 6:54 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, Victoria Mesher makes a baseline drive for Fort Loramie after the timeout. Ball is knocked loose by Versailles, touched by Fort Loramie, rolls to midcourt, and it finally trickles out of bounds, and that's a turnover. Redskins again. Versailles with the ball, trailing by 12. We played 90 seconds here in the third quarter. Far left wing for the Tigers. It is Grace Osborne on a weave to Sarah Stammen. Ball pitched out back to Katie Litton, lobs down inside to Hager. The big post player turns, pivoting and missing is the 6'3 junior. Loose ball rebound picked up on the play by Fort Loramie, blocking foul against the Tigers. 29-17, Fort Loramie leads by 12. Redskins led 19-5 after one. On the floor now for Fort Loramie is Autumn Turner. She's checked in. Here is Maddie Shadow dribbling to midcourt. Fakes left. Goes right. Pulls up. Elbow in the left. Got it. Oh, a good-looking jumper. And she was tagged on the arm as she released it. Wow. What a play by Maddie Shadow of Fort Loramie. Good-looking shot. Man, is she one heck of a 10th grader. Sparkling play right there. She made a shake-and-make move outside the arc, got to the elbow, let fly the jumper as she received contact, made the shot, converts the free throw, three-point play, and Fort Loramie is now up by 15. Shadow coming off a 19-point game on Thursday versus Anna. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Fort Loramie girls 32, Versailles 17. Tigers at midcourt. Go to the high post. It's Jenna Heitkamp. Heitkamp gives it up on the play to a teammate cutting. It's Litton. Uh-oh, there's a travel against the Tigers. Versailles rapidly pushing 20 turnovers for this game already early on third quarter. And Fort Loramie is one away from 10. Redskins have the ball. Brandewee 30 feet out. Brandewee gives it up outside the arc on the right. It is dealt there to Maddie Shadow. Straight on, it's Brandewee. Left flank to Mesher, still on the arc. Mesher pitches into the top of the circle to teammate Autumn Turner, who's in. Turner goes down low to Mesher. Mesher skies for the pass, lays it up high off the board. No, but her stick back is in. Well done by Victoria Mesher of Fort Loramie. And the Redskins' lead expands to 34-17 as Fort Loramie has doubled the Tigers' output. Here's Versailles, top of the circle, trying to throw to Wagner down low. The tall 6'1 forward can't reach it off her fingertips, out of bounds. 5 minutes left here in the third. Fort Loramie on top of Versailles, 34-17, as that halftime lead of 11 has widened by six more. Mesher's double team left corner, starts to drive, still double team, puts it up short. Loose ball rebound, Litton of Versailles. She motors down the floor, goes left and right. Leaves it behind her for Stammen, right back to Litton. Out of Stammen, shot fake. High left, here's a three ball from there. Good by Rowan Schmidtmeyer. 5'10 freshman in off the bench for the Tigers. Drains a triple. Good looking shot of her own. It was online all the way. Whistling through the lane goes Autumn Turner for Fort Loramie. Lays it up much too hard. Weak side rebound, yes, by Brandewee of the Redskins. 36-17. Fort Loramie up 19. 4 minutes played here in the third. Here is a baseline pass by Versailles. Nicely done on the play from Osborne in the middle to Wagner. Her short shot is off to the right. That's because she received a bump from a Fort Loramie player. Two free throws here for Wagner of Versailles, which trails 36-20. 4:03 to go, third quarter. Free throw dead center for Wagner. 36-21 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins with a hockey line change of sorts. Three in, three out. Second free throw coming here for Wagner of Versailles. It's on the way. Front rim, no good. Rebound, leaping for it, Brandewee. Long outlet down the floor on the play to Maddie Shadow. Shadow to Brandewee. Ball dealt back to teammate Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer into Brandewee. A pivoting eight-footer is right on the button. Nice shot for Brandewee. She caught it and shot it in one motion virtually. She received it right where she wanted it and pumped it in about two steps below the foul stripe. 38-21 Redskins, 3:29 left here in the third. Versailles attacking to our left. It's Sarah Stammen. Right wing, long two-pointer, chucked up there by Osborne. It trickles off. Loose ball, rebound left corner, and it is made again by Rowan Schmidtmeyer. Back-to-back triples for her. Here is Fort Loramie attacking quickly down the floor, driving and cutting to the rim. Brandewee all the way to the bucket for two. 40-24, Fort Loramie. Action picking up fast and furious here in the third. 16-point lead, Fort Loramie. Poor pass by Versailles, intercepted by Turner for the Redskins. Down the floor to Shadow. Turner missed it. Shadow got it back, fed it to Turner. Back to Shadow. Baseline left. Good. 15-footer. Shadow for Fort Loramie. And the Redskins get a timeout up by 18. 42-24. 2:41 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Now the Fort Laramie Redskins are in the lead by 18, 42-24. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Versailles has the basketball. Schmidtmeyer in off the bench for Versailles. Rowan Schmidtmeyer, a freshman, has connected on two threes. Here's a shot in the lane by the Tigers. Katie Litton got it. She leaned in below the foul stripe and sinks it to make it 42-26. Field goal by Litton. Here's a long outside three ball by Brandewee. She got a screen, let it fly, and connected. Brandewee counters for Fort Laramie on a triple. 45-26. The better than 20-point score on the year. Extends the Redskins' lead to 19 over Versailles. Here's a deep three left side. Rowan Schmidtmeyer, Versailles off to the right. Missed it. Long rebound. Maddie Shadow ahead to Mesher. Mesher in the lane. Turns against Wagner. Banks it in. Nicely done by Mesher. Fort Laramie owning the first and third quarters of this game. Now leading by 21, 47-26. And the Tigers get a timeout. 1:12 left in the period. 21-point lead Fort Laramie here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Laramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Up after the Versailles Tigers timeout, Fort Laramie makes a quick steal, and there go the Redskins left to right down the floor. It is Tennery in the lane, missing it from five. Mesher gets a great rebound and kisses in the bank shot, and she's fouled as she scores. Mesher, good hustle play. Man, was she ever tenacious around the basket. And she pumped it in, got the two-pointer, took an elbow to the shoulder. She dropped it through. She's at the free throw line and sprays it to the right. No, rebound Versailles. 49-26 Fort Laramie, 48 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Redskins have owned the first and third periods. Versailles had the better of Fort Laramie in quarter number two. Here's Grace Osborne out high for the Tigers. Gives it up in the right corner to Hager. Hager cuts toward the basket beneath it, throws into the lane, intercepted by Fort Laramie. Here come the Redskins down the floor. Pull up the Matty Shadow. No. Rebound deflected out by the Tigers. A foul is whistled, I think, and it's on a black shirt. 22.1 to go in the third. 49-26 Fort Loramie. And it's ruled a two-shot foul for Fort Loramie. And at the free throw line here for the Redskins is Izzy Meyer. She steps to the stripe, puts it up, and makes it. 50-26 Redskins. That foul called against Versailles was not agreed with by the Tigers bench. Meyer connects on free throw number one. Her second shot after a bounce of the ball is way short. And Versailles has got the board. Here is a near interception at the timeline by the Redskins. The ball does go out of bounds. Versailles has exceeded 20 turnovers in this game. Fort Loramie is at 10. 16.8 to go in the third. Redskins up 24, 50-26. Versailles inbounds into backcourt to Katie Litton. Down to 10 to go in the period. Litton walks it up. Gives it up on the play to Litton. Litton high left to a teammate, Osborne, who sets up behind the screen, arches it, beats the buzzer with it, but it's no good. Off the back flange as the third quarter closes. Fort Loramie 50, Versailles 26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, after a 23-10 third quarter, Fort Loramie leads Versailles 50-26 as we start the fourth here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tigers have possession outside the arc, high right. Here's a long jumper poured in. Katie Litton sinks the three. Nicely done by Katie. The lengthy bomb went right down through the netting. It was perfect. 50-29, Fort Loramie leads. Here is Maddie Shadow, top of the circle for the Redskins. Gives it up to Brandi Wee. Heitkamp comes out to catch. And she is knocked down by the Versailles player. And it is, of course, the first foul of the fourth quarter. You get to five, and then the other team shoots two, with each personal foul committed from five on. Redskins inbounding. Brandewe loops it. Cross court. Shadow cutting to the rim. Broken up by Versailles and stolen. Turnover 12 for Fort Loramie. Here come the Tigers dashing down the court. Ball thrown to Hager, to Litton. Far left wing. It's given up to Sarah Stammen. Out of Hager, who dropped it, picked it up. Throw it to the three-point shooter, Litton, in the right corner. No good. It sprays off the rim, but she's decked on the play by the Redskin defender. Foul committed by Heitkamp. Is it in the act of shooting or after? And it is determined to be after the shot was taken, not of the shooting variety. Would have been three had the foul been called on the three-point attempt. Instead, Versailles gets it out of bounds, far side. 50-29, Fort Loramie in the lead. 6:35 to go, fourth quarter. Versailles lobbing in, Stammen to Hager down low. She starts to go up with it. Brandewee gets mitts on the ball, takes it away. Up the court it goes into the left corner, down inside, now to Mesher. Mesher with good movement and mobility in the paint draws a two-shot foul. Very active in this game today. Victoria Mesher doesn't necessarily show in the scoring column, but she's picked it up as this game has gone on. She's at the stripe with two for the Redskins, who lead 50-29. 6:21 left in the fourth. Free throw by Mesher. Swish. Second one upcoming. Mesher with eight now in this game. Brandewee's got 21. And 17 for Maddie Shadow. Make it 9 for Mesher as her second free throw also good. 52-29 in favor of Fort Loramie. As we approach the six-minute mark here in the fourth, Versailles to midcourt, it is Litton. High post, it is bounced on the play to Hager. Back to Litton on the arc. She slashes through the lane, meets a cluster of white jerseys, but makes the shot anyway. Nicely done, Katie Litton. Good fourth period for her. Here comes Fort Loramie hustling up the floor, and it's busted up. The pass is stolen by Versailles. Versailles down 21, has possession. Here's Litton swirling to the lane, to the basket, short. Rebound is knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 21-point lead, Redskins, 5:42 to go here in the fourth. Checking out for Fort Loramie is Taylor Schmidtmeyer. Redskins inbound on the arc for Wagner. Broken up, knocked out by Brandewee. Struggling through a cold the last several days. Not as bad as I thought it might be. Oh, here's a good inside maneuver with the left hand by Kennedy Hager of Versailles. She faked to her left, went to the right, laid it up with the left hand, banked it down from 6 feet away. 52-33, Fort Loramie by 19, over guarding foul committed by Stammen. Out near midcourt for the Tigers. 52-33, Fort Loramie in the lead by 19. It has been as much as 52-26. My mistake, 50-26 at 1:24 early in this fourth quarter. Baseline right for Fort Loramie. Ball fed to Corinne Holscher. Holscher in off the bench. Corinne, a sophomore. Now to Autumn Turner. Redskins pitch it around the arc. Here's Brandewee straight away. Bounces with the left. Oh, a nice back cut. Unable to finish on the play, though, for Fort Loramie is Corinne Holscher. She got it back, laid it up a second time. Partially blocked, and then Fort Loramie coughed it up out of bounds. 52-33, Redskins lead by 19. Versailles Tigers, to their credit, have hung tough and have not faltered. Versailles with a good second quarter, a couple additional scoring streaks. Here's a long three-pointer, high left, arched up there by Taylor Wagner. No good, off the heel. Rebound loose in the corner, touch last by Versailles. And Fort Loramie will bring it down, leading by 19 with 4.5 to go in the fourth. Midcourt, it is Fort Loramie. Pulling up outside the lane on the left is Maddie Shadow. She's decked as she lets go of the jumper. It bangs off the iron. She's on the floor, and she'll get two free throws as officials on the other side of the hardwood confer. Not sure what about. Did not think there was anything flagrant about the foul. It was just aggressive contact by the defensive player for Versailles. Shadow at the stripe for Fort Loramie. She's got 17 in this game, and she missed the free one. Brandon Wee with 21. 9 points in this contest for Litton for Versailles, 7 for Wagner. Second free throw by Shadow is en route to the basket. All cord, perfect. 53-33 Fort Loramie, 4:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. Versailles Tigers bring it up. Out high is Allie Wheatholter, who's in, a 6'2 freshman. Ball thrown baseline right by the Tigers, intercepted by Fort Loramie. Turnovers now for Versailles. Reach the 25 mark. Between the rings for Fort Loramie, it is Maddie Shadow. Maddie gives it up down the left side to Corinne Holscher. 3:48 to go in the fourth. 53-33 Fort Loramie. Right wing, it's Kendall Tennery. Tennery's got it. Gives it up, gets it back. Ball handed to her by Holscher. Over and back violation, Fort Loramie. Redskins turnover total pushes to 15 in this game. 3:36 to go in the fourth. 53-33 Fort Loramie. Mesher with 9. Maddie Shadow with 18. Avery Brandowee, 21. That's a 48 of Fort Loramie's 53. 9-18-21. Yep, 48 of the 53. Heitkamp with a bucket. Schmidtmeyer with 2. Here's a good drive into the lane by the Tigers. The ball hangs on the rim, and it goes in. Nice play, Wagner of Versailles. Good post-up move. Leaned in, attracted the contact. Got the roll on the iron. It favorably danced around the ring and plopped through. Free throw for Wagner to complete the three-point play. Fort Loramie's lead is 18, 53-35. Foul shot for Wagner in the air. She connects. She's at 10 for the game now. She's assumed the high-scoring spot for the Versailles Tigers. She's got 10. Here is Fort Loramie in backcourt, leading by 17, 53-36. 1, 2, 3 passes down the floor. Open player beating the press for Fort Loramie is Tennery. She's got the easy deuce. The 5'7 junior lays it in. Here's a quick three ball by Versailles from the right flank. Yes, Sarah Stammen pours it in from long distance. 55-39 Fort Loramie. Redskins have the ball with 2:55 to go. Oh, what a fake on the arc by Mesher. Mesher steers her way to the basket and scores. Outstanding maneuver by Victoria Mesher of Fort Loramie. As Versailles bit on the fake. 2:43 to go. Timeout Tigers, 57-39. Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Yep, Katie Litton has just taken over the high scoring honors for Versailles. A nice shot to Litton. Jump shot inside the arc on the right wing. And then Fort Loramie makes a miscue at the offensive end. Tigers get it back with 2 minutes to go here in the fourth period. It is 57-41 in favor of Fort Loramie. Working hard in the lane is Jenna Heitkamp. Hands to Hager. Her shovel pass knocked out by Versailles. 26 turnovers for the Tigers. I may have missed the last one, 26 or 27. Fort Loramie's registered 15. Excuse me. A minute 52 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie 57, Versailles 41. Bad pass, Fort Loramie in backcourt, thrown away under Versailles pressure. And then a Tiger player is decked. Foul Heitkamp of the Redskins. With 1:48 to go in this game, 57-41, Fort Loramie. And that was foul number three on the Redskins. Tigers have committed four. Wholesale changes here for Fort Loramie. Corinne Holscher, the sophomore, back in. Suffering from a cold. I thought it was going to take my voice completely. Did not. I'm getting through it. It's not as bad as I thought it might be. High-low action. Wagner down inside on the play to Jenna Heitkamp for Versailles, who throws it on the arc to Litton. Litton launches from distance. It's off the heel. No good. Rebound Mesher of Fort Loramie. A minute 34 to go. Fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 57, Versailles 41. Mesher to midcourt. Gets a screen on the play from Brandewey. She rolls. Mesher drives. Gives it up baseline right to the jump shooter. It is pumped up there by Holscher. No good off the back rim. Rebound Brandewey up and good. Brandewey with the stick back. 59-41 Fort Loramie. 23 now for Brandewey. Here's a baseline drive by Versailles, and it's ruled to be an offensive foul on the Tigers. That goes down in the books technically as a turnover as well. 109 to go here in this game. 59-41 in favor of Fort Loramie. Tigers in backcourt, or I should say Redskins in backcourt. Brandewey to Mesher. Long lob up ahead, baseline right to Tennery. On the arc to Brandewey. Ball given up top of the circle to Maddie Shadow, and she's bumped by a Tiger player with 54.8 to go. Free throws coming here for the Redskins. Two shots for Maddie Shadow.
Maddie Shadow.
59-41, Fort Loramie in the lead by 18 points. Shadow eyes the basket, swish on the free throw. 19 for Maddie Shadow in this game for the Redskins. Brandewey with 23, Mesher with 11. That trio real tough to slow down. Second foul shot good. 61-41, Fort Loramie. Here comes Versailles to midcourt. Litton down the right side to Stammen, dropped it, picked it up, goes below the basket. Reverse layup is a beauty. Nicely done by Stammen. She's got 10. Three and double figures for the Tigers. 61-43, turnover Fort Loramie. Steal by Litton, all the way to the rim, darts to the basket, short on the shot, rebound Fort Loramie. After the Fort Loramie turnover, Versailles missed a cripple and then a foul at midcourt on Stammen. As she reaches in and hooks Mesher, who's got two free throws coming for Fort Loramie. 61-43 our score. Fort Loramie ahead by 18, 24.5 left in the fourth. Free throw here by Mesher, short, no good. Redskins have not shot free throws well in this game. We'll have the stats for you when we wrap it up. Brandewey retires for this contest for the Redskins. As Mesher does sink the second foul shot, Brandewey with 23 unofficially. And that pushes Mesher's total to 12. Here's Versailles attacking with 16 ticks on the clock. 62-43 Fort Loramie. Here's a baseline J around and out by Stammen. Rebound Wagner once, twice, foul Fort Loramie. 6.5 left. Couple of free throws here for Wagner for the Versailles Tigers. We'll send in three new players. Fort Loramie led at the half 27-16 after a below-average second quarter for the Redskins and above-average second period for Versailles. Fort Loramie's dominated this second half. Lead has been as much as 24. It's now 18 after the first free throw is made by Taylor Wagner of the Tigers. Second foul shot by her. It is on the way, and it's in again. 6.5 left in the fourth. Here comes Fort Loramie up the left side. Mesher will dribble out the remaining ticks off the clock. Scoreboard reads 62-45. Fort Loramie defeats the Versailles Tigers by 17 points. 17-point win for Fort Loramie. Versailles took the JV tilt. Redskins win the varsity clash by 17 after enjoying a cushion of 50-26 at the end of three as Versailles winds up outscoring Fort Loramie in the fourth quarter of this game to the tune of 19-12, but that was after Fort Loramie had put it away with a very good third period of action. Versailles Tigers now 3-5 on the season. Fort Loramie advances to 8-0. We'll return in just a few minutes to wrap it up here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at secur.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Up with the win here today, the Fort Loramie Redskins advance to 8-0 on the year. The Versailles Tigers girls are now 3-5. Versailles' next game is the 27th of December, 2 days after Christmas, at home against Miami East, before a game the very next day on the road at Tippecanoe. That's a look ahead for Versailles. The Fort Loramie Redskins schedule is available to me, or at least I thought it was. I had it here seconds ago. I'll find it. 8-0 now by way of record for Fort Loramie, as the Redskins continue to roll along undefeated. By the way, I did a little research the other day. Waterford is also unbeaten on the year. Waterford, which Fort Loramie played last year in the state championship game, is 7-0, having streaked to 7 consecutive wins, beating Belpre the other night by a score of 42-35. Fort Loramie girls' next game is on the road at Jackson Center 1 week from today. And more than likely, that'll be a broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie at Jackson Center in girls' action next Saturday. On Thursday, January 2nd, and on Saturday, January 4th, the Fort Loramie girls host Arcanum and Rushi, respectively. We'll return with our stars of this game, a quick overview of scoring when we come back. Fort Loramie 62 and Versailles 45 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Our Clancy's Stars of the Game segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. We'll give awards 3 ways to each team. For Fort Loramie, splendid games for Victoria Mesher, Maddie Chateau, and Avery Brandewee. They had 12, 19, and 23, respectively. for the Versailles Tigers, 10 points for Sarah Stammen, 12 for Katie Linton. Taylor Wagner had 11. I mistakenly notched a free throw for her there at the end of the game. She went 1 of 2 at the stripe, didn't reach 12. She had 11. Versailles finished with 45. Two threes from freshman Rowan Schmidtmeyer in a very good third quarter of play. So for Versailles, honors to Stammen, Linton, and Wagner. And for Fort Loramie, honors to Mesher, Maddie Shadow, and Brandewee. Brought to you by Clancy's, outstanding restaurant in Sydney, Ohio, and Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
And thank you so much. Roderman Insurance, fine sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We have a passion for what we do at Roderman, and we believe you will see the difference. Roderman Insurance here on Scores Broadcast, joined by numerous other Fort Loramie sponsors, including three which are with us each and every Fort Loramie game, just Fort Loramie games throughout the season. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Again, the Redskins' next game is 1 week from today on the road at Jackson Center before returning home for a streak of five home games. Beginning on January 2nd, Arcanum is here. January 4th, Rushi is here. And then January 7th, Houston. January 11th, Ottawa-Glandorf. And January 14th, St. Henry. Those should be pretty good games. Arcanum, Rushi, and Ottawa-Glandorf especially. St. Henry also owns a win in girls basketball over both Versailles and Anna. So that, too, could be a good one. Some tough tests upcoming for Fort Loramie. Again, our next broadcast is at 5:20 p.m. airtime Monday night from Rushi. Rushi girls host Kettering Alter. Should be a heck of a game. Kettering Alter in town to play Rushi on Monday. Tip off at about 6 on the air at 5:20. Chuck McBee will return with me on Monday night. So many thanks to Bryant Billing, who was on the air with Chuck on Thursday here at Fort Loramie, 2 days ago for the Fort Loramie Annet game. As I try to get over this cold that Bryant had last weekend when I was out of town on an airplane getting the cold, which I now have. And we share the same mics, so it kind of goes back and forth, unfortunately. 17-point win, Fort Loramie. Many thanks to our great online listenership here today. Hope you enjoy college football the rest of this day and through the night. Redskins 62, Versailles Tigers 45, Fort Loramie over the visiting black and orange here today. Versailles played extremely well through parts of the fourth and in the second quarter. Fort Loramie dominated the first and third. In fact, Fort Loramie was up 24, the biggest spread in this game at the end of three periods, 50-26. Tigers outpointed the Redskins by 7 in the fourth. Again, for our listeners and for Bryant Billing, Chuck McBee, the rest of our Scores broadcast team, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from Fort Loramie. Final tally, once again, Fort Loramie 62 and Versailles 45.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkin. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple built Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.